This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about the turbulence and political tensions. In Lower Canada, the years that preceded the Patriots' Rebellion were characterized by conflicts between English and French Canadians. In the eastern townships, however, this conflict materialized between American reformists and conservatives, also referred as constitutionals or Tories, who adhered to the imperial intent to Britishize the townships. The Anglophone community of the Missisquoi and Stanstead counties was very divided. This duality lay between those individuals who agreed to an alliance with the Patriots and those who were opposed. Between 1834 and 1837, these counties were among the most active and the most divided in Lower Canada. Anglophone reformists defended a policy that guaranteed rights to the majority. The constitutionals, on the other hand, wished to prevent French Canadians from acquiring greater political power. They were also opposed to any changes to the Constitution. The reformists believed that the uninhabited lands of the eastern townships ought to belong to the population of the province and not to the British American Land Company. Turning several of these lots over to the company was a sign, in their opinion, of the British government meddling in the colony's domestic affairs. 92 Resolutions. In 1834, the Patriot Manifesto was debated in the House. The 92 resolutions of the Patriot Party called for, among other things, ministerial responsibility, the elimination of abusive privileges conferred to members of the executive board, the repeal of British tenure in the townships, and the control of public funds. Sherbrooke deputy Bartholomew Gugy disagreed with Louis-Joseph Papineau during these debates. For the constitutionals, the 92 resolutions represented a call to anarchy and to revolution. On the other hand, Stansted deputy Marcus Child approved the manifesto's contents and officially self-identified as a reformist. A new election was held in 1834, and six Tories along with three reformists were elected in the various eastern townships' counties. Elsewhere in the province, all Patriot deputies won their elections. When the Patriot Party radicalized, however, eastern townships reformists refused to support their cause any further. The Patriot Party was opposed, among other things, to the construction of roads and railways that would serve to develop the eastern townships. The party also wished to remove economic power from the hands of Anglophone merchants and to hinder the development of large businesses. Moreover, it hoped to re-establish the Paris custom as well as the seigneurial system in the region. In this regard, local political posture changed, and several reformists decided to join ranks with the Tories. In 1835 and 1836, the Tories controlled the regional press and, in doing so, succeeded in controlling local opinion. The 1837 to 1838 Rebellion. When the crisis reached its apogee in the fall of 1837, constitutionals created a volunteer-based militia to defend the government against rebellion. They called upon American and British inhabitants of the region to join forces. During these difficult times, after the battles in Saint-Denis and in Saint-Charles-sur-Richelieu, loyalist forces were organized in order to protect the region against further attacks. A few skirmishes did occur in the neighboring countries of Vermont, but these attacks were led on American soil. In the eastern townships, martial law was declared, and the authorities had the right to arrest reformists solely as a preventative measure. Chief reformists Marcus Child and Silas Dickerson fled to the United States. Eastern townships reformists were called upon to pledge allegiance to the Queen, but several preferred exile. Until 1839, several arrests took place in the area. Prisoners were incarcerated at the Sherbrooke Prison, but none were sentenced. The reformist movement was now effectively silenced, and Tory leaders controlled the region's political activity. Join us next time when we talk about economic development.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.